Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, where we help you help yourself with your health. And our topic today is digestive enzymes for optimal health. And if you're having digestive issues, this is the information that you'll want to listen to. And joining us today is Claire Warren. Claire is a registered holistic nutritionist with a master's degree in human physiology. She's been an educator for various health food companies and currently is the national educator for NRX Botanicals, a Canadian company based in Vancouver. Good morning, Claire, and welcome back to Insights for Health.
Good morning, Dave, and thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, when we talk about digestive health, it's typically because there's a lack of it in someone. If everything's working well, we really don't talk about it, you know?
Right. So, absolutely. Yeah, and you know what? The big thing is we need to, we've all heard before, listen to your gut. And I think today we're going to talk about what that means in terms of digestive health, as far as listening to what your gut is telling you based on what you're eating.
Yeah, and being summertime, barbecuing, vacationing, we tend to overindulge or don't follow our own personal strict dietary plan that we would normally do. And that can lead to some problems, can't it?
Definitely. And yeah, like you said, Dave, especially at this time of the year, you know, we try to eat healthy, a lot of us, but whether we're going out to a dinner or a barbecue or have a special occasion or going out to a restaurant, sometimes we do indulge in things that either we know our bodies don't necessarily tolerate, such as proteins or dairy or something where we may already know we have food intolerances, but also other times many of us are guilty of overeating and just overindulging. So we will be talking about that today as well.
This question is going to be somewhat obvious, but I'd like you to present a list, I guess, of what are some digestive issues that people experience.
Sure. So like I just mentioned, some of us have food intolerances. Some of us already know that we have gluten allergies or allergies. I guess gluten and casein is a protein in dairy. Those are the two biggest food intolerances that most of us are aware of, the gluten and the casein. So we'll talk a little bit more about those. But also many of us are familiar with the feeling of acid reflux, so heartburn, gas, flatulence. Bloating, just feeling overly full, or feeling like we're, you know, 6 months pregnant, or we have this big distension or beer belly, either after we eat or throughout the day. So many of us have different digestive issues. And like I said before, we need to listen to our bodies and listen to our gut and listen and watch these signs that our bodies are giving us, that are giving us these red flags to say, hey, what you're eating is not sitting right. And also, as we age, our acid, our hydrochloric acid in our stomach does decrease as we age. And it's not always the aging population that has lower hydrochloric acid, which causes a slower digestion of food, but also some of us have health conditions that cause lower acid in the stomach. So there's lots of different things that relate to digestion. It's not just obesity or overeating or aging. Different foods affect all of us differently, and none of us react the same to certain foods. Even with fruits and vegetables that are good for us, some people have gas and bloating from certain fruits and vegetables. So it's all about listening to our gut.
Though this isn't a digestive issue, but it's the result of poor digestion, and that's candida. And that's something I think you're going to be mentioning later on too as well.
Absolutely. So candida is basically a fungus or a yeast in the body that feeds off of sugars. So if we have a high sugar diet or a high carb diet, those candida, which are actually live bacteria in your gut and in your body that cause things like yeast infections and other different things that comes out in different ways, foot fungus, athlete's foot, thrush, mastitis in babies and moms, you know, that candida, if we're not eating properly and we're not digesting those sugars properly, candida is something that definitely can happen in your body and is quite prevalent. And a lot of people don't realize how prevalent candida is, even if it doesn't come out in the form of yeast. So that's definitely something that can be dealt with the right diet and the right digestive enzyme as well.
So your company, NRX Botanicals, they have a full spectrum enzyme product called Digest Best. What is a digestive enzyme, first of all, if you can maybe start there?
For sure. So basically what a digestive enzyme is, it's not just one enzyme. It's what we call a full spectrum enzyme. So there's multiple different enzymes because each enzyme works on different foods differently, which we're going to talk about in a moment, and works synergistically together to help increase your hydrochloric acid, to help break down everything from your sugars, your fats, your carbohydrates, your dairy, your grains. Every single one of the enzymes that is in a digestive enzyme formula will help break each and every one of those foods down. And I like to compare it to a big, juicy cheeseburger. Now, not everybody is eating a big, juicy cheeseburger, but in that cheeseburger, from the bread to the cheese to the meats, there's so many different things in that cheeseburger that need certain enzymes to properly break them down. And so we're going to talk about each of those enzymes and how they work. And with the Digest Best product, it is very unique in many different ways. There's different ingredients in it that are unique to other digestive enzymes on the market that make it so fast acting and work so, so well, to the point that the naturopathic doctors and the naturopathic college works with us to recommend this product to their clients.
Yeah, so let's get into those. And I just want to let the listener know that when we start to describe some of these enzymes, it's going to appear to be some overlap, some repetition, but every one of these enzymes is very unique to its own situation, even though it may sound repetitive. So let's start with amylase. Now, amylase, sure, is an enzyme in the mouth, isn't it?
It is. It is. And basically, when you think of amylase, you think of carbohydrates. So amylase works directly with carbohydrates, such as starches. And what it does is it breaks everything down, okay, so starches in the body, and it breaks it down into sugar, okay? So there's grains that you're eating through your breads, there's flour. I'm sure many of us eat potatoes and fruits and vegetables and all sorts of snack foods. So basically the amylase helps specifically as far as cleaning up the white blood cells in the body, preventing too many white blood cells to form, but specifically works on the carbohydrates. And when we think of carbohydrates, a lot of times we think of breads and we think of pastas and that convert into sugars, but it's also potatoes and fruits and vegetables. So that's how the amylase specifically works. It works on the carbohydrates. So once again, back to that big juicy cheeseburger that we may be indulging in, it's the carbohydrates that are in the breads and the vegetables and the flour that is being broken down with this digestive enzyme with the amylase.
Yeah, they talk about chewing your food like, what, 20, 30 plus times. And most of us don't do that. We take a few bites and sort of gulp it down. But that's where that amylase already begins the digestive process
in
the chewing. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's two things that can really help with digestion. Number one is chewing your food many times, which most of us don't do, like you mentioned. And the other thing is your stomach is like a cement mixer. And if you fill your stomach too much up, the hydrochloric acid in the stomach can't work properly because there's not enough space, like filling a cement mixer too full with cement. It's not going to mix properly. So the two things that I always say when it comes to digestion is chew your food really well and don't overfill your stomach.
And the next enzyme is called maltase. And now it's different from amylase. What does it do?
So maltase, it breaks down complex and simple sugars, including maltose and malt that are found in grains. Okay, so they're also found in many boxed foods for flavoring.
Okay.
So basically, when you think of maltase, you think of sugars, and that's what works on the sugars to break them down. And a lot of us eat a lot of boxed food. They say you should always shop on the outside of the grocery store and not even go down the middle aisles, because of all the different sugars and preservatives and things that are found in those boxed foods. So maltase helps as far as the sugar breakdown.
Another enzyme is invertase.
Yeah.
Now, it's working on carbs, starches, and sugars. Amylase is working on carbs. Maltase is working on sugars. Yet invertase is different again.
It is. So the invertase actually targets the maltose sugar, which are the polysaccharides and the sugars that you may be familiar with in desserts. So high density sugars, the white sugars, also in many packaged foods. So you'll recognize the word sucrose, fructose, glucose.
Yep.
These are things that are found in a lot of our our boxed foods, our desserts, things like that, for flavoring.
Yeah,
so artificial sugars and sweeteners.
Yeah, you see that on the label.
Yes, exactly.
Now, cellulase, another enzyme, is a little bit different. What does it do?
So when you think of cellulase, you think of fruits. And, you know, many of us think of fruits being helping with digestion, and some do, such as your pineapple. You've got bromelain, that's a digestive enzyme that breaks down.
Yeah.
But some fruits are very hard to break for your stomach to break down. And cellulase helps as far as the soluble parts of the fiber. So we have fiber in our fruits, especially on the skin of our fruits. So vegetables and whole grains and fruits all have fiber. So it works specifically on the fiber contained in these fruits and vegetables. And basically, these fruits and vegetables have a cellulose, which is like a stringy fiber. And you'll notice it specifically in celery, but also broccoli and other vegetables. And the cellulase is not made in the body, so we can't produce it naturally. So we have to obtain it from our food or our supplements. So this helps to break down that fiber.
So there's two forms of fiber. There's a soluble and an insoluble. And the way I understand it, the soluble is the absorbing spongy type of the fiber, whereas the insoluble is more the roughage that sort of what I would describe as cleans the pipe.
Exactly, yes. And that's really important, especially for digestion and cleansing out your intestines. We even often recommend as a nutritionist something called psyllium or other fibers that will cleanse the intestines and get rid of everything, and make sure that you're detoxified and all of the, everything that you're putting through your digestive system is cleaned out properly.
The last one before the break we're going to do is the alpha galactosidase.
Yes.
Now, what does it do?
So I call that the windbreaker. So I know many of us have feelings of what we call distension or gas, bloating, upper abdominal. We've all experienced kind of that upper abdominal tightness or the burp back or wanting to get out the gas, you know, and to be able to get it out of the system. This is the windbreaker. This is really, really important. So basically what it does is it breaks down carbohydrates and sugars that are found in grains and beans and certain vegetables. So it's really, really important. I know a lot of people, if they have a lot of beans, they'll notice this extra gas. But even things like cabbage or broccoli or cauliflower often cause stomach upset, especially when they're eaten raw. Now, all these things are so important for our body to consume. We actually get more more calcium sometimes from a cup of broccoli than we do from a cup of milk. And milk is not something that everybody can digest and absorb. A lot of people are lactose intolerant, even though they may not realize it. So this is really important for digestion to break down those complex sugars that are found in the whole grains and the beans and the legumes that cause that gas and bloating. So that is your windbreaker. If you feel like you're pregnant or you've got this big beer belly and you're feeling that tightness and that distension, that alpha galactosidase is really important.
Claire, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion on digestive enzymes for optimal health.
Sounds good, Dave.